You're listening to New Soundwave with your hosts, J.D. Church, Ender, John DeLuna, Rob Springer, Chris Triplett, and Brian Kilby.
And you're listening to New Soundwave. This is New Soundwave for the week of April the 21st, 2010. We have an enormous show for you today. We have got a packed house. Everybody is here on this show, including the fish. So,
sticks.
Yes, fish sticks.
Dr.
So,
Fish.
Both the fish is here. Welcome to the show. Okay, so let's jump right in, both feet first, to the boring part of the news, and then we'll get to the exciting stuff. First off, villains are in Batman Arkham Asylum. Excellent. Yeah. So the news here is that they've announced at least two of the villains, which is Two-Face and Freeze. And that's how we feel about that.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. Batman villains will be in the Batman game.
Yeah. Will the Joker be in it? He's never in Batman games.
No, surely not. No.
How about the NWO?
I thought Doomsday would be in it.
Insane.
Deadeye? I have no idea. If Kevin Smith was right, it would be Deadeye and Onomatopoeia. Okay.
Sweet. I just hope they have no more Scarecrow, because I hate those.
Well,
what's wrong with Scarecrow?
You suck at life. Sit in the corner.
I don't
go
hate the character.
Corner.
I hated the gameplay sequences. I hate.
Oh, you're so wrong. I'm sorry.
Right.
Kick him off the show.
I got scared.
You got scared.
I got scared from those one time. I was literally like, oh, shoot. That's pretty freaky.
It sounds like the game succeeded then.
I was going to say.
Yeah. Oh, jeepers.
Jeepers.
holy rest
your
of
opinion
tunnel.
Is a poem of two words. You suck.
The end. And so, apparently Marvel vs. Capcom not only is real, but it's actually coming out, and there's...
You need to put a 3 on that.
Capcom vs. Marvel 3. Thank you. Because, you know, we weren't for sure, and now it's actually a real thing. And is there more characters? This is even newer news than when I had posted this, so...
Well, based on the trailer and the poster that they unveiled, you can guess 16-ish characters from all the artwork and stuff.
You know, okay. I was going to, again, make fun of this piece of news saying something like, you know, wow, what a surprise. Marvel made money on the second one, so they're going to do a third. What a shock. But you know what? It is a shock because the video game industry is totally unpredictable. And I'm just going to say, where the hell is my Battlefront 3?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Huh? Wait another 10 years.
It's on a PSP.
I'm sorry, did we not give you money for that?
Yeah. We wanted it. We waited. Yeah, we're still waiting.
But I can't believe it. It's been 10 years since the second one.
You know, actually, I have a brief rant that I probably should have had on RFC, but I think it'll fit into, you know, a similar vein here. I have two quick questions for Hasbro and Cartoon Network, and that is, where the f*** is season 3 animated? And my second question is, where the f*** is season 3 animated? I realize technically that's only one question, but I thought it was such a good one I would say it twice.
You know, I'm with you, brother.
You know, I feel your pain.
I want to know where my
Cartoon Network not replaying animated season 3 episodes anymore.
Oh no!
Don't give a crap. I want
that shit's over.
It's gonna be on friggin' Netflix before I can buy it.
Yes.
I'm surprised it wasn't with the bootlegs I bought this weekend.
So, in other shocking news, Lucasfilm admits that they are actually going to release Star Wars to Blu-ray, despite the fact they had cried mercilessly that they would not do that. We're all shocked because, hey, it's Lucasfilm.
I thought it was going to come out on DivX.
They're
Yeah, why were they against admitting this? Like, do they have something in for Blu-ray?
Oh, it's because they were negotiating with whoever they're going to have to share money with for the technology. And
it's going
to
come out on HD
they
DVD.
Do this every time they fight about this, they fight about Indiana Jones. You know, eventually somebody goes over and does something improper with George Lucas and everything moves forward. You know?
That's got to give.
Yeah, they waited like how long to put them on
about TV. It.
Yeah, and I mean, and talk about behind the times. I mean, you know, this would have been primo like a year ago. So, you know, now we're going to want it on 3D in another year. So.
Well, they're going to do, like, just going to be the special editions, and then they're going to do another one for the originals. You know, what's sad is that you can never get, because it only came out on VHS, is the remastered, so they look nice, original movies.
Yeah. I have those still.
Crap.
Right. Trilogy edition.
I got those VHS. But yeah, that's really what I want on DVD or Blu-ray or whatever at this point. I like the special editions, cool and all, and I'm actually okay with it. But I would really like the option to just watch a nice version of the original film that no one has screwed around with, except to make sure the color balance is right.
Should be a special feature on the DVD or the Blu-ray.
Well, on a Blu-ray, you should. If you ask me, on a Blu-ray, if they were to do it right, and they won't, you should be able to hit a button, and it should be able to switch in real time between the special edition, the remastered, and the absolute original.
That would be awesome, but they'd rather sell you that three times.
Right? Yeah, they're not going to do that.
They're not going to do that.
And then try and switch it during the middle of the Anakin, at the end of the third movie, and try watch Anakin change.
Too interesting.
That Anakin always bothered the hell out of me, that they replaced him. Because either way, I mean, like, their whole idea was that, you know, I mean, Anakin never looked like that in his life. That was a mental image of himself that he was projecting in the Force. I mean, that's why he would have been old. It's the only thing that made sense. But there's, you know, young Anakin now. So the only reason he would be young is that's still his image of himself, which I could buy, except he's like an Obi-Wan Kenobi drag. He's raided old Obi-Wan's closet, a person he never saw in that outfit, and now he's like wearing those clothes as a ghost. I'm sorry, I couldn't cope with that. That's too far.
What if he was just wearing like a pair of gym shorts and like an old tank top? Hey guys, Jedi here.
It would have been better than like, I'm wearing old Obi-Wan Kenobi's outfit.
I only
saw when I cut the dude in half. Can only imagine Vader like picked up those clothes and went back to his room and like put them on and cried or something.
Yes.
In the armor.
We were like brothers. We were so close, and yet it wasn't written that way in the movie. Anyway, so Kick Ass. It goes ahead and kicks some ass and takes the top spot in the box office. Hey.
Ooh, all right.
You've seen it.
I'm seeing it this weekend, so I'm excited.
I will too. See it this weekend.
Enjoy that until Iron Man comes out.
Yeah, it's better than Clash of the Titans. I'll say that.
Well, so's the shit I took this
just
morning.
Just to pick that wound again.
It's more satisfying, I hate to tell you.
But I'm not bitter.
No.
Yeah.
You're Ender.
My $8.
I like that. I'm not bitter. I'm Ender.
Yes, exactly. And another 3D news, Men in Black 3D.
Black.
Oh, I get it. Men in Black 3D.
Yes.
It's like getting
or is it going to be a new movie?
Didn't Spy Kids 3D already use that?
It looks like it's going to be a new movie. But why? Because the first one was so amazing and the second one was so pointless.
The second one was awful.
I loved
awful,
the second
awful.
One.
Pretty much
compared to the first one.
But that's my own opinion. I liked it because I was a kid when I first saw it, and I'm still a kid.
you know, not to be a dick, but you know, to be honest.
You know, that's the history of movies in 3D. If you got a third sequel and 3D is currently in vogue, it's going to be called 3D. Friday 13 3D, Jaws 3D, Amityville 3D. Guess what's coming out whenever they get greenlighted? Halloween 3D. Yeah, great freaking idea.
Lovely.
And Barry Sonnenfeld still a little behind the
Iron Man 3D.
They can do their sequel called Men in Black 64.
Let me get ready to rumble 3D.
They're going to do Iron Man 3D. You know that, right?
If 3D isn't out by the time it comes out, I mean, really, how much longer are they going to ride this pony?
Yeah, that's got like
Iron Man 3D that Robert Downey Jr. would walk.
I mean, this is the first time. The only thing that could save 3D is if the consumer tech is able to keep up in such a way that this is something that can start to make its way into more homes. So that because that's always been the problem. The problem has not necessarily been the 3D in the theater. The problem has been the 3D in the home.
Yeah.
And so you can't watch Jaws 3D on your home television and get anywhere near the same effect as you would in the theater.
It's but much home, better that way, though.
Yeah, I think so, too.
He's just floating. But,
yeah. Look at that hand. It's just there. What? Anyway. But the home tech is starting to catch up. So that could save it. I mean, if the...
I don't think this version of 3D is going to go anywhere.
I don't think so either. But, no. I mean, that's, you know, just to give it a benefit of a doubt, that would be the only thing.
The thing that'll keep it going is good 3D, and the thing that'll kill it will be bad 3D. So it's just a question of what are we getting more of.
The only 3D I've seen is like, it's like South Park 3D. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, things are in front of each other, but they have no depth themselves, and it actually kind of makes the objects themselves look less real. Because,
kind of like Alice in Wonderland.
They're a two-dimensional plane. It's just a two-dimensional plane. It's not like the object is in three dimensions because, you know, you look at a round object, it's not like a flat thing there that's just, you know, that object is in front of the other object. The front of the object is in front of the part of the object that is behind it and so on and so forth, you know, ad infinitum, and it doesn't look the same at all.
Right, you know, like Avatar was good 3D.
Yeah, if they can
it was do good 3D.
3D like Avatar, not necessarily content, you know, it's their story. But if the imagery can be done in the way that 3D that the 3D in Avatar was, that will work. But
I haven't seen it, I should say so.
Yeah, you know the reason I don't think the 3D TVs are really going to catch on. Just like you guys are saying, good 3D is because how often are you watching Terminator 2 on your TV? You know, at night you're flipping around. Oh, look, Golden Girls is on. Where's the glasses? Sophia's being funny.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not going to be something that's for general television watching.
Yeah,
well, a lot of those headsets, I wear glasses, and they're not really good for...
Yeah.
I mean, it's like...
I don't want to pop in contacts just to watch old episodes of Murphy Brown, you know?
Well, the next generation...
what
next
is
generation,
with your 80s references to those?
I'm talking about what you're really watching on TV. You're like, dude, I'm going to watch Jurassic Park tonight. Well, you know what? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I can't sleep. I'm flipping it around. What's on? That 70s show. Fuck.
But the thing is, though, the 3D...
I got a Sega Master System that does 3D with a pair of glasses, all right? And you know what? I can still turn off my Xbox.
You can turn off the 3D, though, on all the 3D TVs.
I'm sorry.
I don't want to pay $1,000 extra for a feature that I'm just going to turn off. That's the whole point. The consumer price is going to have to come down to a point where more people have it so that there's still purchase value for the films that you're buying on DVD or Blu-ray that have it. So, I mean, that's
for $800 right now.
All I gotta say is you know,
sure it's worth every penny.
Married adult with kids, the amount of time I can't even I can hardly remember the last time I sat down and watched a movie with like my head in the full frontal position, watching the movie the whole time in the last 5 years. It just doesn't happen. You have to get up, you have to do stuff. Half of what I see is out of the corner of my eye while I'm doing other things, and you know is. Yeah, if you're going to, sit down in, your home theater and, lock your head into one position, zone your eyes into the little 3D place and sit there like you were in a movie theater, it's, you know, it has an effect. But the fact of the matter is that I don't know. I don't watch TV that way. I don't even watch movies that way. I'd like to watch movies that way more often.
And but the kids keep throwing Mike and Ike.
Right, yeah. You know, when I'm... You know, in reality, it's just not going to happen enough to be worth it under any circumstances. And then if, you know, I have my kid watching a 3D movie sitting in there, and I'm getting up and walking around, it's going to, look weird? You know, it's going to be like a weird double image for me while I'm, you know,
cleaning while you're doing other stuff.
Godforsaken mess they've made before I put the movie on.
It's just going to have to be something that becomes a built-in feature that you don't have to pay extra for. If that happens... Yeah. then that's where the value is going to be in the Blu-ray. I mean, it's going to help the disc market. It'll help the film market because more companies will say, okay, we can invest in this technology because we'll know we'll make money on the Blu-ray side. So,
but yeah. I really want to see 3D. I see 3D all the time.
I know. I walk around. I live in 3D.
I live in 3D. Know? It's really not that big a deal. You know, I mean, if they could make a screen that had an actual, you know, three-dimensional plane that just, you know, whatever angle I was looking at, it looked like it was, it went deeper and had a depth of field, like maybe it was recorded through multiple, you know, lenses and or whatnot to mimic what our eyes do, that might be cool. But I really have no interest in some gimmicky multi-plane glasses wearing extra $1,000, you know, inconvenience.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, the next generation of 3D televisions, they're actually working so you won't have those glasses. They're wanting to do 3D without glasses.
Unfortunately, we're all going to have the first jet on clearance before we ever get them.
Probably. I know. God.
Oh, Black Friday, time to get a new TV. Man, there's that ShamWow guy again.
I just bought a TV. I have no intention of buying one within the decade if I can manage it.
Yeah, you know, what's exactly. What's so, high-resolution images.
Should be able to make me waffles.
Yes.
That would be nice.
That's not impossible.
The morning after you buy it. Thanks.
Maybe it's a firmware update.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to update my TV.
Oh, they're already doing it.
Waffles, buddy. Okay. It's coming.
You already
got apps in TVs.
Yeah, my TV has a firmware update.
You know what, mine does too.
Yeah.
You know what app I want to watch? Channel 3, Channel 4, Channel 5. That's the apps. It's TV. I don't want
the
app.
You're so like a 1988 to like 93 television watcher.
You're
like,
well, yeah, you're a Murphy Brown Night Court kind of guy.
Hey, nothing's wrong with Night Court.
No, not saying that.
It's just that's what Rob watches, clearly.
I know.
There's certain things that my appliances have a use for. TV is for watching TV. My game console, do I want to watch Netflix on it? No, I want to play Super Mario Brothers.
You're missing
out. I have a DVD player about that. I live off of Netflix.
No, I have a DVD player for the Netflix.
Yep.
See, it's like I have a device.
No, you don't understand. Your DVD player does not do what Netflix does.
No.
That's, it plays DVDs? I can watch movies.
Does it play, like, thousands of them on demand?
Whenever they come in and I
didn't pay for?
Here's the funny thing. Would I use it if I had a service? The answer is no.
Well, I mean, it's not for everybody, so that's
a bold claim.
My Blender can play MP3s and have a GPS on it. Can I check my emails while I'm making coffee?
Dude, I'm just talking about a box that's hooked up to your TV that plays thousands of movies you don't own for free all the time.
Oh, dude, that's how I got caught up on Lost. You're missing out,
yeah,
dude.
And TV shows, yeah, no. I will not. Yeah. Honestly, the future of all this media stuff is not discs at all.
No,
it's all streaming.
The future is SD cards.
No, it's not. It's streaming. Yeah, it's
streaming. Go to your corner. Go to your corner.
Here's the thing. Cable already gives me the end demand.
No.
Netflix,
no. You don't get it. This is I'm sorry, Rob. Don't know what you're talking
about. No, I know.
Your opinion is wrong.
My opinion is wrong because it's not nerdy. I'm doing something other than watching Iron
Man. You're like telling me the sky is green wrong. You're wrong.
No, you're wrong because I'm not watching Iron Man 3 all day. Going to work.
Oh, my God. Fight. Oh, my God.
Nerd.
Yes. Okay. All right, everyone, guess what? They're pulling the 3D stunt where they do the third one is 3D with Alvin and the Chipmunks. I just found that out.
That's awesome. Okay, so... High-resolution images of Joss Brolin as
Jonah.
Dude,
did he just step up into our fight to give us Alvin and the Chipmunks news?
Yes.
I was so shocked, I tried to move on.
Apparently. That's it. Ender and I are totally forming a garret to Nerdtron, and we're beating your ass, Billy.
Wait, where are you going?
Never tell the two people fighting to calm down, ever. They will turn around and kill you.
So, Jonah Hex, huh?
Jonah Hex?
I don't know anything.
Why is this movie being made?
Because Jonah Hex is awesome, that's why.
Is this, is this? This is comic, correct? I'm not.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Company is this? Is this Vertigo or?
It's DC Comics. Yeah. Batman's teamed up with Jonah Hex many times.
Oh, well, there you go. What's
that's
that
why
story?
It's awesome.
This time
maybe
with
Batman,
Megan
maybe
Fox.
Batman will like get an appearance or something. They'll like team up and do something awesome.
I don't know. Batman and Jonah Hex has always sort of had that ring of Batman in space.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is awesome. You need to watch Brave and the Bold.
One is not like the other.
I always feel like you see Batman in space and those things, and he's just standing there, and everyone's taking it so seriously, and he's like real, and it's like, are you people kidding me?
Oh God, Megan Fox is in it.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yes, they said that. Years,
they had pictures up of her in some like corset that was clearly squeezing her intestines out her butt.
Oh, it wasn't generous. It was a little too tight.
It's probably a scene in the movie.
It's probably half the movie if they're smart.
Yeah.
So check those out if you haven't seen it, because that's weird. And an exciting news coming out of Cartoon Network, Young Justice.
Which one's
that?
Or
as we would call it,
Blackwalad.
Slightly older Teen Titans-ish.
This looks like better Teen Titans. It's got Superboy in it with his black shirt and red S on his chest.
Blackwalad? Come on.
Yeah, Blackwalad.
Blackwalad. Oh, my God. Oh, that's wrong and funny.
And true. Yeah.
That's better than what I've been calling that blue abomination.
Yeah.
Also, why did they give Aqualad blonde hair? Come on.
I don't know.
You know, if we're going to make him, you know, the diversity hire, let's just give him black hair. Come on.
Have you not been watching the Lakers game? Or is that guy?
I guess that's true. He's pulling a Ron Artest.
There you go.
You're already reaching when Aqualad's your out there character.
Well,
like, hey, the most. Hey, it's Aquaman's sidekick. He got second best to second best. Hey, they're robbing the bank.
Did you see them, they're having a little like cultural sensitivity meeting, and like the topic is like, so which one of our characters sucks enough to be made into a minority?
That's right, and nobody will complain.
God.
So here's the thing. Wow. Hey, they're robbing the bank. Is there an aquarium in the bank? No. Well, I'm going home, guys.
That's right. I'll be in the car.
See that in a superhero movie where they have like the Aqua character and they all like go into the bank and there's just like this panning shot and the Aqua character's in the fish tank.
Yeah. I'm here to help, guys.
I got your ass.
Anybody comes in here, they're going down.
Me and Nemo are kicking their ass. Come on, Nemo.
No, what's better is that the front of the sequence, it's like something catastrophic happens and Superman's like, okay, Batman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, you're with me. And Aquaman's like, hey, can I? Sorry, there's no fish. Off the floor. Okay.
Oh, wait, there's the fish. Hey, Billy.
There's just scene in the middle of, like, the climactic battle where, like, a water tower falls over and, like, pours into the area. So there's, like, this big pool of water for the Aqua character to come in. And they're all like, wow, that was convenient for you. And they, like, show a little flashback scene of him, like, cutting the support cables of the tower. Like, yeah, convenient.
He just wrote the Justice League movie. Awesome.
You know, well, if it's the RFC Justice League movie, the Aqua character's going to be like, I got the power of the fish, and Billy's going to walk up, okay, whose ass do I got to kick?
So we'll be watching out for this series.
Can I do my movie news yet?
We're going to call our Justice League movie something like Justice Sucks. Is that
okay, hit us with the movie news. Go.
All right, so this week, coming out on Friday for movies are two movies, The Backup Plan and The Losers. The Backup Plan, we don't care about. It has J-Lo. That's all you need to know.
Oh, God. Why did you even mention it?
Because it's news.
He's giving
it's
context.
Not news. If it's not geeky, it's not news. I don't care. All right.
Does it got a robot in it?
No.
Yeah,
it's not J-Lo pregnant. It's got J-Lo pregnant. That's what
J-Lo
I was...
pregnant? I care even less. Okay.
I don't condone the use of the term J-Lo. It's not a name.
No, really.
I'm sorry. All
right. And then the other movie, The Losers, which is based off a graphic novel, I think.
You mean based off of the A-Team?
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Based off a graphic novel based
what
on
what happened if A-Team had a good comic?
Thank God, I was worried it was written about me in high school.
My life.
And it has such actors as Jeffrey Dean Morgan, as we've seen from the Watchmen. Ryan Seacrest.
We got a winner.
Zoe Saldana, as we saw from Avatar and Star Trek. Chris Evans from, as we saw from the Fantastic
Captain America.
And who's playing the new Captain America.
And Deadpool.
We're going a little too far into detail.
Yes, I am. And recent, and tomorrow, well, today's tomorrow when you guys listen to this.
Is that the new Bond movie?
No! Avatar's coming out on Thursday. I'll say that.
Okay.
Thursday. And we're going to Redbox on Friday.
God, I can't wait.
Actually,
till
it's not being released. It's actually, there's this new law where movies aren't being released to rent until about 2 or 3 weeks after the original release.
No one's watching it until 2 or 3 weeks later.
Is that a law or is that like a, just a... Like
it's a I think it's a guideline, but that's from my dad.
Yeah.
I wonder if it applies to Cop Out.
Yeah, really.
Was that movie actually funny?
You know, I have no idea.
I'm sure if you express any interest in watching it, they will hand you a copy.
Yes.
Is it? Please.
Yes. I'm actually kind of surprised.
Like, are you sure? Are you mistaken?
I'm a little surprised.
By the time I wanted to see that movie, by the time I realized it was out, it was already out of theaters.
They're like, that did not happen.
I'm a little surprised about The Losers. I thought that was the movie with Keanu Reeves and he was playing football.
That's the replacement.
You know, The Losers is one of those titles, those Hollywood titles, like, and now apply this to anything.
Yeah, it's like every other movie, it's The Losers.
Bullets.
If it was like the 1940s Losers, I would totally see that.
Yeah, but that's, it's, no, nah, it's not.
And in other, movie news, next weekend we have Furry Vengeance by starring Brendan Fraser coming out next week. I think we are all going to kill him.
That's the worst.
And A Nightmare on Elm Street.
You know how to pick them, let me tell you.
And A Nightmare on Elm Street, which is looks epic, and who is being produced by Michael Bay.
You know what was really epic? The Nightmare on Elm Street that came out about 20-something years ago.
The actual
Well, I've never seen that, never will see that, never want to see that.
You know that movie where Johnny Depp
dies? That's a sweeping statement, sir. You will see that movie. Anyway, all right, Fish, go to your corner. Go to your corner. Okay. No, really, thank you. Excellent. That's good stuff. Good stuff. Losers, good stuff. So we'll check that out. Okay, so to wrap up today, we're going to talk about things going away. First thing that's going away, not... permanently, but sort of permanently, is Leonard Nimoy. He's announced that he is going to retire and be done with acting. So there you go.
His section of movies and being brought back both in Next Gen and in a reboot. I'm sure they're just banging down his door.
Yeah, really. Yeah, was this like an actual retirement, or was it just more of a like, oh, wait, I'm not getting cast anymore?
I think this is like a it's not like a Sean Connery retirement. I'm sure people wanted Sean Connery for stuff when he retired.
No, I bet people were calling. I bet he was called for voice work and stuff like that. The announcement is probably just a formal.
And I hope to see him in the new Star Trek.
Did you not hear what we're talking about?
I know, but Fish. I still want him in Star Trek. It's just a common want.
You know what? Leonard Nimoy doesn't want to be seen in Star Trek ever again.
Yeah, exactly.
That's probably right. Yeah.
He's like,
this one hurt enough.
You know what? I'm really freaking sick. You know, I did other things. Like what? Shut up.
Transformers?
Galvatron, and we all know how that went.
Yeah, watch him admit that.
I liked him as Galvatron, but he won't even. Yeah. Anyway,
The only reason Leonard Nimoy did that film was so that he could be credited alongside Orson Welles.
You know what the difference between Leonard Nimoy and Tim Curry is?
Tim Curry's awesome.
Tim Curry's happy that he has a job. Leonard Nimoy's like, you know what? No, I wasn't in that. Dude, I saw you. No, I was not in that. I was. I have the invisible career. You know.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. He didn't deny the paycheck.
Yeah, he liked the paycheck, but like the act, the work. No, no. Tim Curry's like, did you see me in Congo?
Did you like it?
Oh my god!
God, did you see Congo?
Did you see me in that Denny's commercial? I was excellent.
That was a horrible adaptation of it.
You can watch the Bravo Network.
That great book, anyway.
Speaking of Congo, wasn't Bruce Campbell in Congo?
Yeah, first few minutes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's right.
Not even Bruce Campbell could save that movie.
Wasn't Congo a terrible movie?
Man, yeah, Jesus couldn't save that movie.
Yeah, watched it shortly before you were born.
Pickle Amy. That's
you know the thing is,
I want to punch it in the face.
Read the book; it's better. Jesus. Not much,
yeah,
but
no,
it
the
is
book,
better.
The book is pretty good.
I you know it was. Yeah, it's not this best, but it's
a hell of a lot better than that.
You can
it
literally
certainly
say
didn't have the magic laser in it.
Yeah,
you can literally say how was that. Was Tim Curry and Bruce Campbell in it? Yeah. Well, you already got your answer now, don't you?
The opening is the best part of the whole thing. I thought that's a really good sequence. It's funny. You could tell that they knew that was the only good part of the movie because like it composed the entire trailer.
Yeah. But my favorite part was the Taco Bell watches. Because Taco Bell had Congo.
You like Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like Taco Bell.
Okay, so
Billy, you are just digging yourself deeper.
God, Billy,
there goes the Taco Bell money that we were gonna get.
Yeah,
there goes that sponsor.
How are you about?
Paid for this?
Did you speak ill of Taco Bell on the air?
Yeah, that's especially not on this show when we are like
real great.
I'm sorry, but I don't like spicy food.
All right. Well, it doesn't like you either, so shut
Taco
up.
Taco Bell is spicy food?
Yeah, that the same? You guys like strong flavor of any kind.
You guys realize Billy's pretty much...
Dude, I'm going to take you out for a curry. All right?
Boiled roasts. That's
screw it. I'm going to just cut out the middleman, and I'll throw it straight in the toilet.
See, here's what happens, Billy. In a few years, you're going to have eaten so many things that the cells on your tongue will eventually die. And you can't taste anything. And then spicy food is awesome because it has flavor. Anyway.
Just, you know, it gets dull after a while. You just got to keep taking more.
You guys, you guys realize Billy's the Mort to our Family Guy cast, right?
I have to go because I don't know what I'm doing. I hate Mort. I want to punch him in the face.
That's right. Get the anger out. NWO. Yeah.
The funny thing is that I'm also Jewish, so
I didn't know that.
It's settled.
That's awesome.
Well, Billy, how do you Mountain Dew and Doritos? Because that's kind of like you're on a podcast. You pretty much better like them.
Yeah, those two at least.
You don't
okay,
really
so
have
let's end. Let's end up on a sad note, which I think is actually sort of an interesting topic.
It's noteworthy.
It's noteworthy. How do you? I can't. I'm horrible at last names. Carl Messick.
I think it's Messick.
Messick. Okay. He died. This week. If you're asking yourself,
dead.
Damn it.
Dead. If you're asking yourself, who is that guy? Well, that's the guy that brought us Robotech. If you don't know what Robotech is, you're on the wrong podcast. But essentially it was, and I'm probably horribly wrong, so everyone can correct me, but essentially it wasn't as bad as like Voltron, but essentially it was sort of a re...
Yeah.
It took one show and made it into something it wasn't necessarily.
Robotech is essentially three shows made into one, but oddly enough more interesting than the original three shows. And yeah, and you anime guys can bite me on that. Robotech's better than Macross.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's kind of my point, is that some people are like, oh, well, he ruined Macross and blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, by bringing this to the States, he essentially introduced anime to an American audience.
Yeah.
It's certainly more consumable.
I thought the Transformers movie did that.
But it wasn't anime.
you would
right.
Man, that Flintstone sure is anime.
God. No, the movie. The like movie said, is anime.
Well, Robotech predated.
Yeah, but was it over here then?
Yeah, Robotech
was
over
here.
If we really want to, if we really want to break
sticks.
When
did Robotech come over? I'm not familiar with the history of it. I mean, I've seen him.
I think it was
86.
They should bring over Mugenbein.
Maybe 83, but I don't
If we really want to break it down, Battle of the Planets and Voltron kind of beat them all to the punch.
Those were still.
Yeah, and Speed Racer. Hello, Astro. Yeah.
But see, that's the thing, is that those shows were still. I mean, the animation style was not particularly anime for some of those, so I don't think it really made anime palatable to where people were like, "Oh, these are Japanese. This could be interesting. You know, let's watch it." They still kind of had that old 80s cartoon look to them. And more so than, say, something like Akira.
I could tell the difference. I remember watching that. Was it something Yamato show?
Yeah.
That was out before this, wasn't it? I'd say that was easily before.
But it wasn't as but it wasn't as consumable, I don't think, for the larger audience. It wasn't something that I think a larger number of people would sit down and say, "Oh, this is interesting. We want more of this."
I don't know. It was on TV.
Yeah, but
watched that and Voltron, Transformers, and Speed Racer in one sitting. I mean, like, it couldn't have been that out there.
No.
You know what I want more of?
I'm just saying.
I want them to bring the Kamen Rider series back over here to America.
You want what?
I want them to bring Kamen Rider Double to America. I've been watching it recently online, and I really actually like it. Someone dubbed it online. I forgot where, but I was watching a couple of episodes, and I want them to bring it to America. Just not look at
that. It's failing me because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, Kamen Rider Double.
Kamen Rider Double.
Saying it louder doesn't make it make more sense.
Kamen Rider Double.
Oh, man, that is sage advice right there.
It's two Kamen Rider series.
Is that the one with the guy from Iron Chef as the wise Kamen Rider guy? Or is that the last
one? I'm not exactly sure, but...
Who's the guy at the beginning of Iron Chef is like the leader? It's like, really?
Okay, Rob and Billy are connecting on something. My brain is melting. No idea what's going on.
The hell are you talking about?
They're making sense together, and I have no idea what's going on. So anyway, but interesting point of discussion. I think that, you know, some people didn't like him, and you know, there you go. I think he brought something valuable to the American viewing audience. Yeah. So
most stuff, because Robotech was, I mean, that's just, you can still watch it and it's good. It's not like it's aged badly.
Yeah,
I've never seen it, so I don't know.
Well, go grab you a video, buddy, or Netflix or whatever you kids do.
Yeah, there you go, Netflix.
There you go.
And then go watch some Macross and be like, wow, this is different.
The newer episodes of Macross come on Sci-Fi on Mondays, and it is boring.
Yeah.
Oh, well, speaking of new episodes,
is old Macross really riveting?
Well, when it came to the robots, but, you know, Robotech, you're like, oh, they're in love. Robot fight, darn it, right in the middle.
Last time I tried to watch Macross or Robotech, I actually fell asleep.
Oh, speaking of old TV shows that they're bringing new ones, they're making a new Digimon.
That's
awesome.
An old TV
we'll
show?
End on
oh
that
my
note.
God, I'm ancient. Oh, God. That's
God,
an old
yeah,
TV
I would
show.
Say that's old.
That anyway. It is old in my eyes for some
guys,
reason.
Guys,
they're bringing back.
It was a decade ago. We're getting old.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Okay, so there you go. There's a new Soundwave for you. So thanks everybody for listening. Remember that we do New Soundwave live every week. Go to tfradio.net/live.
Whether you like it or not.
Whether you want it or not.
And it'll be up, and this will be up online when Brian decides to put it up online.
He's doing better. From
next Tuesday.
Hey, the live helps, okay? You know, he's got a busy week. He can't get around to editing. Well, you know what? It was up on time. You didn't listen.
Yeah, it was live when you hear it. So typically we try to record Wednesday nights right around 8 p.m. So tfradio.net/live is where you're going to find it. So thanks, everybody, to join us in the chat room tonight. That was awesome. Thanks, everybody, to join me on the show. I think we lost Triplett in there somewhere, and we never got him back. So I don't know what happened with that. Again, go to tfradio.net. That's where you're going to find the whole slew of shows that we do. We have our flagship show, Radio Free Cybertron. You can also find Superhero Time, which is all about Japanese superheroes. You got Fanboy Versus. There we talk about comic books and Outside the Cage, which is all about MMA, exciting, beat the crap out of each other stuff. And occasionally, there is RFC Throwback, which is a throwback to the original RFC show. And if you don't know what we're talking about, that's okay. I don't either. So thanks, everybody, for joining us. Thanks to the fish for being a special guest this week. And take care.
This has been New Soundwave with your hosts, J.D. Church, Ender, John DeLuna, Rob Springer, Chris Triplett, and Brian Kilby. New Soundwave is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Copyright 2010 Radio Free Cybertron.